This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
An honest-to-goodness superb Souls-like, and that's no lie. This is your IGN review of Lies of P by Travis Northrup. You know we've entered a new era in the increasingly crowded Souls-like arms race when we're now turning classic children's stories into dark, twisted, blood-borne pseudo-sequels. But hey, here we are. Yes, Lies of P is yet another game inspired by the dark and unforgiving From Software masterpieces that have captured the hearts of so many, myself included. But it's also an undeniably impressive standout amid a sea of games chasing the Souls-like trend. It suffers from some uneven difficulty and overly linear level design, but its impressive story, extremely well-tuned combat, and memorable areas and boss fights mean that this isn't one you should miss out on. It's fair to say that sometimes Lies of P emulates its inspiration so closely it feels like someone else is pulling its strings a little too forcefully, but that puppet show is still a whole lot of fun to watch. It's both praise and criticism to say that Lies of P follows the blueprint pioneered by From Software down to the finest detail, with precious few deviations. The UI and menus are strikingly similar to every Souls-like you've ever played, the aesthetic is almost identical to Bloodborne, and combat is a methodical dance of attacks and parries designed with difficulty in mind. It sticks so close to the script that it got to the point where I'd meet a seemingly friendly character and think, this is the one who's going to betray me later, with full confidence that I was spot on in that assessment. There's even a major boss with the same name and rough appearance as a Dark Souls boss, which is honestly just kind of hilarious. One of the ways it does set itself apart, though, is with its story, which is a dark reimagining of Carlo Collodi's Pinocchio, a story about a mischievous puppet known for telling falsehoods and longing to become a real boy. Lies of P's version takes a lot of liberty in its much more gory and depressing version of the classic tale, but it's got some nice nods to its inspiration, including an untrustworthy cat and fox, and a neat mechanic where you have to choose to tell lies or the truth, which have an impact on the outcome of your adventure. The style of game isn't known for having the most comprehensible stories, and Lies of P isn't wholly an exception to that rule, but it does try more than most. There's a whole bunch of dialogue and cutscenes that kept my interest throughout my first 30-hour run, instead of just a loose collection of vagaries and hints in item descriptions. In fact, of all the distressing and enigmatic stories I've seen in this genre, this is definitely among one of my favorites. Not quite as relatable and polished as something like Star Wars Jedi Survivor, but certainly more approachable than your Bloodborne's or your Dark Souls. It's got some interesting twists and turns and a few memorable characters too, like the self-obsessed socialite Vanini, who constantly made me want to speak in an over-the-top Italian accent. As you'd expect, you'll split your time hacking your way through levels where practically everything in sight wants to kill you, and taking on much more formidable bosses, and Lies of P largely nails both of those genre pillars. The city of Krot is memorable and dystopian, while also continuously reminding you that you're playing out an iconic fairy tale about puppets. It comes complete with your cricket sidekick Gemini and your puppet-making father Geppetto, who always reminds you to be a good boy right before he sends you on missions to butcher everyone in your path. You'll visit a puppet graveyard that serves as a kind of poison swamp level that every Souls-like is legally required to include, and an exhibition hall filled with hopeful depictions of a future that clearly didn't work out quite as planned, among others. Each is thoroughly enjoyable to stab your way through. It's a little disappointing, though, that Lies of P is far more linear than most similar games, with a very straightforward path from beginning to end, and no significant optional areas or boss fights, aside from the odd side quest that sends you back to some place you've already visited to solve a small puzzle in exchange for a new outfit or upgrade material. Once you've played through the story, you'll more or less have seen and done everything there is to see and do, except do it again on New Game Plus, of course. Unfortunately, Lies of P doesn't manage to rid itself of the clunky roots of the genre completely, and I did encounter some fairly obnoxious bugs during my time with it. Among other things were a few times where I phased through the environment in a weird way, and enemies have a weird habit of just despawning right in front of me, like they were fading away during the season finale of a long-running high school TV drama. Thankfully, none of these issues were particularly widespread, so they're unlikely to drag down an otherwise perfectly enjoyable adventure, especially since performance is otherwise rock solid. I maintained a perfectly stable frame rate at every point in my adventure, which isn't a given in this genre. Lies of P might not branch out particularly far from its Souls-like inspiration, but like a marionette controlled by a skilled puppet master, it plays the part extremely well in a wonderfully dark fantasy world. It must be said that its uneven difficulty didn't always make me feel like an underdog, especially when playing as a brawny, overpowered version of Pinocchio with a massive weapon, and combat pigeonholed me into a specific playstyle, while the levels are less open and twisting than most. But with an awesome weapon crafting system, some really memorable boss fights, and one of the better stories we've seen in this genre, I can enthusiastically recommend you to spend your time hanging out with Geppetto and friends. If you've been waiting for a Bloodborne remaster or sequel that may never come, Lies of P is the next best thing. Lies of P IGN score, 8. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Lies of P updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.